Well, I just think there's definitely, you see it there, and people are figuring out, there's, so teams will copy other teams and find out what's the way to disrupt Donegal and probably disrupt their captain. Their captain, that's the important thing. I think from Michael's own point of view, it was important that, you know, he holds his discipline and keeps his discipline, because, you know, he was lucky, like with the first one, it could have been a black card. I was watching on television now, and it could have been a black card, so he's lucky from that point of view. Definitely, you know, it's important that, that, you know, referees give him protection, even though he's a big, physically strong player and everything else. That doesn't mean anything. He should still get the same protection as anybody else. And I think he's definitely been targeted, but from his own point of view, I think it's important that, you know, that he just keeps his discipline, because, it, you know, in the end of that, the second yellow card could have cost Donegal the match yesterday, because we know how important it is to have him on the field and the difference it made at that stage, even from the point of view that watching that Donegal were pushing up, the Cork under, they were 10 points to 5 up, Cork couldn't get the kickouts away short or anything else, and it changed the whole game, where Cork then, Donegal weren't able to push up on them, and Donegal had to give Cork the kickout. So in the modern day game, it's very important that you keep the 15 players on the field.
Well, Martin, are the referees being unfair here to Michael Murphy?
Well, you feel that sometimes referees do have meetings and they talk about players in Dublin, that when they meet, and you feel that maybe the incident, the penalty maybe that Michael got against Derry, a lot of people were saying that shouldn't have been a penalty and that he played for and all that, and then you had different situations, you know, where Michael, I mean, he's a tough, hard player, and that's the way he plays the game, the right way, you know. But referees have definitely, you can sense it, they've been talking to each other, and they are not giving him protection at the minute. And it's very hard for Donegal people to say that, because people are saying, look, you should just cry and everything else. But I just feel that definitely you see it. You can see it. It's happened in the All-Ireland final, and since that, you're definitely seeing that he has been targeted. It's important that other players, you know, stand up for him, and we don't maybe have that type of player, you know, on the field. But, you know, we're not, Donegal don't play like that. And I just think from his own point of view, I think if, like everything else, you know, it changes over a period of time. But I think the important thing is, you know, two, am I right? That's twice he was sent off now in a row, wasn't near enough, and twice he's been sent off. So I think, you know, if he gets sent off, then he could miss a game or whatever. So he just, from that point of view, he needs to watch it. But you're right what you say. I think it's important that, you know, referees do see it. They look at it, they watch it and watch it closely. Because chat people like yourself that was at the match, he was getting a lot of unfair treatment off the ball.